Kenny, the games are coming fucking fast. You're on your travels again now. Up to your core, they face St. Pat's. What's your thoughts on that game ahead?
Yeah, they're up level with us, and it's a very difficult game because we know the players they have and how well they've done. In, you know, they've been the best team in the last 3 or 4 weeks. They've got a lot of points on the board, so we know exactly how tough that will be down there, especially.
Of course, it's 3-1, so it's back to back. This could be classed as a 6-pointer for you. You know, you get one tomorrow night, keeps you ahead, and plus you'll have a game in hand.
When it's a 10-team league, every game is a 6-pointer. It's so you're playing everybody so often, and you know if you beat them that it's a 6-pointer. Is exactly right, and you can be at the top and in the top four, and then you can be in the bottom four, just like a couple of defeats, and that can happen. We had a tough few games there, and now we have to get ourselves back to some sort of normality and try and have an influence in this game to get a performance and a result. If we play like we played in the first half hour against Dundalk and for the 90 minutes against Cork, we'll be happy with that.
Of course, Kenny, how has morale been this week in the camp after Monday night's defeat to Dundalk?
Obviously, we're very disappointed. You know, if you take everything in context and look at the goals, the foul for the first one, where the guy held our marker back, which Dundalk do all the time, but referees don't know what a block is. And then we get a goal that was perfectly good goal. We've seen the footage of it. We knew it wasn't offside from where we were in the dugout, but for some reason, the linesman gave offside. I do not know why. And Benson's goal was offside as well. I thought it was onside myself, so I'm not going to be critical, but I hadn't got the vantage point that the linesman had. So instead of it being 2-0 for us, it's 2-1 to them, which is a massive swing. And then in the second half, they got confidence from that and they took over momentum.
Kenny, this week, Nicky Lowe has been released by Dundee. What is the situation now with Nicky here at Derry City?
Well, Nicky and I, I'm speaking with his representative at the moment, and we're trying to get him added an extension to his contract.
Of course, do you expect to sign any other players? Aaron McEnough is out of contract this year. Do you expect to sign Aaron?
Well, we'll see. We're trying to negotiate that at the moment.
Of course, and what is the team news for tomorrow night?
Well, with Ronan Curtis has got a knee injury, and Conor McDermott and Nicky Lowe are the three that could all miss, and then perhaps none of them will miss it, but those three are big doubts.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks.